Helping us some Zion of Bays on the run. Ema Ablachudei Lefer. So the Mora says that maybe what we should learn out is that that maybe the Av alone should have the Kech of Hafora, and the Oris needs the Av. Nearly the Av l'chudei lefer hu the kasha le. The kivin lo yotzim reshus ha'av k'kesiv n'liel din hu d'motzi le mefer. The reason why the Gemara asked this way is because the logic dictates that the father should have the power of hafor by himself alone. Av l'oris lo, but that the oris alone should have the power of hafor over the Av, the Gemara doesn't feel that that's logical. Therefore, b'smichusa the ve'im ha'yosieli the pasuk which says in yosieli ish, which we're saying the vav is connecting the two, had a learned the oris boy av. Okay, so the oris still needs the father. Okay, so the oris needs the father, but the father can do it himself. So, what's the relevance? If the father does it, it's done. If the oris does it, it's not done. And whether he's there or not doesn't make a difference, really. No. Loimershim Hakim is Hukam. Kirina Basamach Aleda Av. The Mora is going to speak that out in the next piece of Gemara, when the Mora suggests that the Or should do it himself without the Av. The Mora said, what's irrelevant? The Hakama. So we're also, the point is that it's relevant, the Hakama of the Baal.
Of the Baal, the
Or? Yeah. The Oris, yeah. Right. So it says in this psukim of him yosiel ish, it says in regards to that, it's really three psukim in a row. So in regards to the pasuk of him yosiel ish, it says which means that we need the oris to be made for, not just not to be make him. So Zaturan, Lav remember the Haforosu toil cloud. Doesn't mean that the Hafora it does anything. Elashim loy hefer biyom shamoy nimsa shahekim. But we'll see later on in the sugyas that when the halacha is if he wasn't made for in the time period, the halacha is that the netter is valid. Is that because he remained neutral, and by being neutral, the netter goes into effect, or the silence of the day of Afora functions like a hakama? So, if you tell me that with the oris, if he's makim, the father can't be mefer. So, by being silent in the day, it comes out nifshe shehekim. To lahachi b'lechud hu d'ukma b'rishusa d'oris. We'll have the midrash rina. So that's the only thing which is that now we're suggesting that the power of the oris is only limited to he has the power of hakama to override the father, but we don't need his hafora to help the father. But by being silent the whole day, that functions like a hakama. We should only mezaka the oris the least amount. Okay, so therefore this question, even though the Mora does not speak this out, but that's how we understand. If the question is the av l'chudei, the Gemara felt that that's a more logical question, number one. And number two, unspoken in the Gemara is so what's with the function of the oris? The oris's function is that hakama will affect the av, and the Ran adds that silence the whole day of the shmiya functions like a hakama. So now the way the Ran's presenting it, that right now we're going the oris is silence. So it comes out that practically we need it seems to me that we would need the hafara of the oris always also, because otherwise it's hakama. Right, so we're saying, well, the father can be mefer without the oris, but the, if the oris is make him, the father can't be mefer. And the oris is silence, it acts like hakama. So practically, you will, whether it's a din of shutvis or it's just to prevent that he shouldn't be a hakama, we always need the hafara of the oris. Current not, because I I'm not sure how this plays out, because the day of Shmiah of the two individuals could be different days. So if the father hears first that he's mefer, and the day goes by, you know, when you know the hafara is done, you know, so she's done. Now the husband hears 3 months later, he says, you know, I'll make him. So make him. There's no letter to make him. The only case would be relevant, the hakama of the av. Is the hakama of the av is going? The hakama of the oris that prevents if they both hear about it on the same day. So the father has the power of a four on that day. We say, I'm sorry, you can't be mefer because he was mekim. Or if the husband heard about it the day before the father, and he was silent, so the husband was mekim that day, and through his silence, and the next day the father hears about it and wants to be mefer, is I'm sorry, you can't be mefer. The husband was mekim already. So, but if the case of the father was, if you need a shutvis, so the father's half mefer, and then we'll wait for the husband to hear about it and be mefer, and then the two are mistarif and it's bottle. But if you don't need a shutvis, the father's mefer, it's done. And later on, the husband hears about it and wants to be mekim, and it's too late. So, lekar, that's with enough community in the two. Okay. So the Mora says that was the Mora suggestion, that maybe the father is making by the without the oris. So the Mora says in Cain, Mahadale in Cain, also isor beisavia lomali, klamer my tarach kro lashminan the boy panuya may for av. If that halacha is that the father can be made for even after the erison. So why does the Torah need to tell me the kach of afora of the father when she's a panuya? Lashvina hachi bas kruah to be mahayir seliyish. Say it after the pasuk moseliyish, after she's an arusa. V'no amina b'makom oris av mefer lechudei shlo makom oris mi boy. So write it after the pasuk mahayir seliyish, and I'll say, well, if the father can be mefer lechudei even after Erison, Kabbal Kharmi can be made for beforehand. So therefore, the Mora says, that's not a Havamina. Then the Mora says, okay, maybe the other way around. From the way the Torah wrote the Psukim, tells him the father's power to be made for is, by himself is only when she's a Penuyah. But, now the Torah added the power of four of the Oris. The Oris can do it himself, but the father needs the Oris. And what's irrelevant if the Oris can do it by himself? It's irrelevant if the father's make him. So then the Oris can't be made for. Ema av boy Oris avol Oris luchudei lefer. Okay, so now the Ran is wants to put a thought process on the Gemara. He says, we just told you that the logic dictates that the father should have the karech of hafora more than the oris. And now we're suggesting that the oris is more than the av. So what is that about? So the Ran said like this, Mikichosa, once the Gemara saw the Maida Solokadaite Mikoro, that which we originally assumed, the Narmer Rosa Lo Yotza Miklau Mishus Av, that when an armor also really remains in the Rishus of the father, because she does, regards to many halachas, her Maisiyah Daim still belong to the father, etc. So then now that we said, regards to the Dorim, that's not true. Let's say that idea that an armor also lives in the Rishus of is not true anymore. So therefore it means, once we prove from the psukim that once she has erisin, av l'chudei l'motzi mefer. So the father can't be mefer by himself. So now mapik le pirche. So we turn the question around. The kivan shekain. And now that the Torah is telling me that, I should argue mashmusa the kroy the oris ikar of avtafoloi. That it sounds like the oris is the main one, and the av is secondary. The kivan the Torah rachmona lashmina the av mefer kadam sheni sarasa. Because Michal the Lacher Sheni Zarsa Nafkele Lemirshu say the Torah wrote the power of the Father to be Mefer when she's a Penuya, because once she's in Arusa, he doesn't really have that power anymore. And the Kima the Kosta Krua Behedya the Oris Mefer, and then the Torah says, but the Oris does have a power of Hevora, Masha the Luchudei Mefer. So I should assume that means he can do it himself. So, I, the father, has a shutvis. So, Shifu said the Av, the less elam mishum vav moisav linyan rishon. So, the pasuk says that the oris can be mefer. Period. I, we have the vav moisav, tells me that there's a shutvis. So, misayach, that should be sufficient. Im mukmas le loimer shim hekim hukam. So, what we should walk away with is, you know, the Pshut HaShem Mikra is telling me the Baal Kim Mefer. We have a Vav Moshe who tells me that the father plays a role. Yeah, if he's Mekim, it's Mukim. That's enough. We don't have to add more to the power of the father. The Vare Pasha the Kruah, Mash with the Oris the Chudei Lefer. That's the pasha of the Kro. Ella, the Lamatzina, the Meimer, the Lashayach Av, and Nidre, Arusa, Ella, Oris, that the father has no power at all. The Yachi, Haforas Av, the Kosar, Rahman, Alamali, with the Vav Moshe tells me that the father does have some power. The Kibin Shekem, if that's all that it is, call Hecha, the Mukus, Leila Av, Bemidi, Sagilon, as long as we can give the father some power, that's enough. Menuch may Hachi, Leim Hakim Hukam. So that's the more suggesting. So the more answers. Imagine Im Kain, Im Basi Shonador Lomali. The pasuk which says, which she's in a Suwa, that the Baal can be made for, what's that about? Kavacharmer. Okay. Now, Zotaran, maybe the point of the second pasuk is to tell me that over here, you're right. That the Oris can do it himself, and therefore, if the Oris can do it himself, Kal v'chomer that a Nosik can do it himself. So there's no need to write a pasuk by after a person has Nesuin. But maybe the purpose of the pasuk is telling me that when he's an Oris, the father's Hakama plays a role. Once she's in Nesua, it's all by himself, and the father's Hakama, even Hakama, doesn't mean anything. Right. So why don't we suggest that? But what's the Meimer? The reason why I wrote in Beis Shonadora Loimar Shim Hakim Av LaAchash and Isay Slohukim to tell me that the father's Akama is no longer effective after Nesuin. To Loha Ain't Loitzar Kro. You don't need a pasuk for that. The Pshita Kim and Nisay Shuv Ain't Levi Rishus. But we know that in regards to all the lachas after Nesuin, she's out of the Rishus Av. So I would have no habamina the father's Akama plays a role. Well, then what's this name in the Mamer? Maybe a different purpose for the pasuk of maybe the Oris does it by himself. You're asking me if so. What's the chiddush of the pasuk of the Suwan? Maybe it's for this. Lahan kasve dilo havamina de Oris filo hakim av loy hukam. Maybe I should work backwards. The Torah wrote by case of a Nesuin, that's the Baal alone, to be mechadish to me that in case of an Oris, the father does have some power. The power of a Kama. Were it not for the pasuk of Nesuin, that the husband is all by himself, I wouldn't know the father has any power. The Torah just wrote, Oris has the power. I would say that's it. So I wrote Nesuin, not to tell me Halacha in Nesuin, to tell me Halacha in Erisin. The Ran says, no, they can't be. The Holot Sar Kra. No, I skipped one. The most number of members of the Haki Kasa Dilo Havamina the Baruch, I feel Hakim Avla Hukim. The much in the Maimar. That's not true either. The Kiman Lo Yotzus Adai Mishus Av. The father does have dinim on her. And we did not have it on the Maimar, the Avla Chudei Matzi Mefer. And we even suggested before that maybe the Av should be primary. Ilav Pircha, we're not for the question we asked. Dim Kain, but also Yisav Vesavi Alomali. Therefore, Leslom, the Gruye Hania, the Av, we're not going to undermine and downgrade the power of Hafora of the father. Ela Amai, the Muchachalon. Hypercha, we're only going to downgrade it as much as we're forced to do. Alinyan im hakim hukum lemuchan lon loy. With regards to that the father is a power of a kama, we have no right. The father loses his power of a kama, so we'll assume that he maintains his power of a kama. So there's no havamina the father would lose the power of a kama. Okay, so maybe that. So more says therefore in basis shanadora.
Well,
tells me that the anasui can do it means that Oris cannot do it by himself. The Mor says no. Ema in basis shonadora loymer shena bal mefer bekaidmin. Will he miutu hu deitzrich? The purpose of the pasuk is not to tell me that he could be mefer because that's a poshut. Kavul chomer from an Oris. I read the Torah write it to tell me that once he's there's a suin. He can't be made for Bekoidman. Some more answers back. Umine. Klaimer. Mimai damar to the Baal and a made for Bekoidman. So, but that itself can function as the Raya. Shemin and Shane Oris made for Ela B'Shit Fusid Av. Again, we're suggesting really that Oris can do it by himself. And Kalbu Klaimer that a Nosu can do it himself. And the purpose of the pasuk of Nosu to tell me that he can't be made for Bekoidman. So why can't Oris be made for Bekoidman? If you tell me that Nesuin is Kabbal Kharma over Erisin, then Nesuin has a limitation which Erisin doesn't have, how do you understand that? It must be that the power of Afar of the Oris is Rishut Tusa Da'av. Da'av Oris made for Bekoidman, can it mean from the pasuk Unu Dere Aleha? The pasuk says, if they get married, Erisin, and she has the dorm on her already, because the derea shahayolel kvar. Now, v'hechi efshir the oris mefer v'loy bow. The only way we can understand that the oris has the power of afora bekoidman, and the once there's nesuin, he doesn't have the power of afora bekoidman. The only answer is la mishum. She's supposed to have the mefer bekula, the gabi av like a koidman. Teretz is since the oris is only just joining the father, and the father does not have a limitation of koidman because by definition everything is not koidman by him. Therefore, when the oris joins him, he can be mefer in those in the dorm which the father has the power over as well. Whereas once there's nesuin, where he's all by himself, he has no authority over the dorim, which are kaidmen. So therefore, we've proven that the power of the fora of the oris is only in conjunction with that of the father. Can nearly pshuta the shmait. So that's the run. So that's the mahalach of the sugya. Okay. Okay. So now we're going back to the original question. How do we know, and we're asking some Zayim and Aleph, how do we know that the father and the Baal do it together? So we gave one teretz. So the very small Tana, top of some Chesem and Aleph. So in the very small, they have a different price. So it says, Ben Ish Le Ishtoi, Ben Av Le Bitoi. So that pasuk that says Ben Ish Ishtoi Ben Av L'Bitoi, we understand means that the Ish Ishtoi and Av L'Bitoi are doing it together. So I have a pasuk which says beferish, according to this thought process, that the father and the Baal do it together. Father and the Oris do it together. Okay. So that in that pasuk already indicates the power of the Oris to be mefer. So Vim Hiyos Eliish my overlay. What does it do with the pasuk from Hiyos Eliish? I already know without the pasuk. So the power of the Baal to be made for by himself is the pasuk of Imbeshin Shonador. Hiyos Eliish is talking about the case of Eris. Tell me the Oris has the power to do that. I know that. That's the pasuk of Ben Ish Lishter Ben of Levitoy. So Mukim Lo Leidoch De Rava. So the more answers. We need it for a different drasha that Rava suggested later on. So the Ran quotes the Shalabri and the Gisa, maybe should be Rava. The Ran quotes the more later on, which brings this drasha that. The pasuk is Hiyos Eliish tells me even if there's multiple erisin, the oris still has the power to mefer b'kodmin. As long as it hasn't got to a state of nesuin, there is a din of afara on kodmin. Okay, now
what's the change? Why would I need this? Why do I need this?
What?
What's the change? Why do I need this?
I need it to tell me that even if there's multiple erisin, the latter oris still has the power to make for b'kodmin.
For one, would I think that he would have?
Well, look, it's a sugya later on that I don't remember all the details of the sugya, but there apparently has a half a minute to argue that this delicate balance which we're allowing. So in the first havaya, he's coming in with the power, father's power before, and he's just joining him. But that which we're allowing it a second time, or multiple times, whatever it is, there is Arison and then a Garishin, Arison and then a Garishin. Even though she doesn't leave Rishos Av, but the power of Afora of the Oris was limited. The first Arison, as it were, acted as a break to what was beforehand. So now the more calls the Edel to Rava, because the first this whole discussion over here starts off with Rava, whatever the whoever the Amara is, he has to be parallel to both cases. So the gifts of four was Rava, and therefore the gifts over here is Rava. The gifts of the Yalkut was Rava. The gifts of the Amara over here is Rava, and that's why over here it changes it to, some people change it to Rav, whatever, it's the same person. So whoever it is, it's going to be. So the more says that, what do you know with that pasuk? Because that's for either the Rav, that's for the other statement that Rav said or Rava said. Now the more says for Rav, that's this Rav over here in some Zayim and Aleph or Rav, whoever your gears is, would say this whole drasha. So why did he do? What did he do with Rishmol's pasuk? Why can't he learn out from Rishmol's pasuk? Verava hide the ton of Rishmol. My overlay. Mibor lelarmer shabal mefer nedorim shebe beinor leveinor. So. There are two different dinim of hafora. The main lashon of hafora talks about a woman who made the pasuk. So a woman makes this also yisur, but basically we're in a rehut. So the pasuk says, "V'shma avias nidra v'asur asher asur nafsho." So he can be, and then he, if he's quiet, if he's made for, etc. What's the pasuk I'm looking for? So the main din of Hafora, which the Torah writes, is talking about Nedorim, which contain in them Inui Nefesh. So that's the power of Hafora, is an Inui Nefesh. What about the power of Hafora? And that which is not inu nefesh, but is peinu alamei noa, affects their relation. So Rava says that's the pasuk of bein ish leishta. That without the pasuk before it says the din of inu nefesh, I need the pasuk of bein ish leishta to tell me that he can be made for the Nedorim, which are bein ish leishta, which affect the two of them. Right. Okay. Fine. Sucks the rat. So referring to Nara Marosa, it says, "Benishli yishter ben halav itoy ben rabbi sevia." So we're talking about an armorosa. She's still by sevia, and it mentions benishli yishtoy and avavitoy. So apparently, it's all together. Tari b'shmol imayose siyem my avidlei. Welcome all the either the rabbi or the rabbi. Darma come on, makish kaid me havai yeshniya lekaid me havai rishon. To tell me that he can be made for Bekaidman, even Bekaidman before the first Havaya. Rabbanan Sirlahu, the Tarti Shemata Mino. So what do the Rabbanan do? How do they know that then? This is, you learn two things. Iker Kroa, Lenara, Marosa, the Vio, Bala, Mefir, and the Dural. The main Jerosh is like we're saying over here, to tell me that they're made for together. Train Havaya is like Kushe Shniya Lurishana. The Lashon Im Hiyoi, see, yeah, the double Lashon of Havaya, they tell me this second did. Okay. Mechitem and Kibin, the Tana of the Rishmal, Kule Kro, Im Hiyoi, see, like Kushe Havaya, Mukim Le. So, or it's made from Bekaidman, Minolay. The Pasuk doesn't say Kaidman. The Pasuk just says that the Havaya, Rishon, and Havaya Shnir are the same. Okay. Where do you see Kaidman? Yesh Lomer, the Mashmalay, Zlebroy Kro. Why didn't he the Miat Kaidman? Gabi Baal, we have a pasuk by Nesuin. It says in Beis Shonadora, as opposed to what was beforehand. So I know that by a Baal, by Nesuin, he cannot do Kaidman. So therefore, like this. Therefore, the Ran, I guess, is saying that we're arguing that the idea of not being made from a kashmir is not logical necessarily. As soon as he hears about it, he can be made from. I, by Baal, he can't, because there's no way, he doesn't have the help of the Av. But now that you're telling me that an Oris does have the help of the father, I have no reason to extend that limit of Kaidman even to an Oris. That's how I know he can be made from a kohen, based on the logic. Chachma Vosik, Rav Rabbeinu Shmuel Zal. I'm not sure who that's referring to. Okay.
Is Kudu, is there a different Hakama with regard to the father? Before Erison?
If the father heard about it before the Erison and it was Makim or Shosik, that's it. It's done. Nothing to talk about. So we're talking about a case where the father only heard about it after Erison. And he decided to be Mefer, and now we say, yeah, but he can't be Mefer anymore. He needs to shut this to the Baal. So does the Baal have a power of a four? But the matter was made before they got married. Before there is, right? But the father was making him beforehand. It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.